Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Rick Warren, a pastor who speaks to some 12,000 people every week, says the question which people ask more than any other is this: why did this happen to me? Has that question risen from your heart? A phone call in the middle of the night brought news that your best friend had been injured in an automobile accident. You were laid off at work, replaced by a younger person. The company that you thought was on the way up went south with your savings. Just when your husband retired and you thought you could enjoy life, a stroke changed everything. That's when your heart cried out, "Why did this happen to me?" Is it wrong to ask that question? Does God look at you with disdain, saying, "Hey, if you really trusted me, you wouldn't be asking"? In finding an answer to that question, take a look at what happened to Job, because if God condemns us for asking, Job would have been on the hot seat very quickly. You know the story. Job's world collapsed as God allowed Satan to sift and test him. First his children were slain, then lightning destroyed his flocks. The Chaldeans stole his camels and killed his servants, and a great wind collapsed his house. Talk about your world coming apart. Repeatedly, Job cried, "Why?" Included in the long list of whys are these questions. Why did I not perish at birth and die as I came from the womb? Why is a man allowed to be born if God is only going to give him a hopeless life of uselessness and frustration? Why do the wicked live on, growing old and increasing in power? So, is God deaf to your pleas? Does he simply ignore your questions as a mother does the whys of her 3-year-old child at the end of a day? Or does he answer in ways that you find hard to understand and therefore assume he is ignoring you? First, may I point out that God understands the anguish of your heart and fortunately is more understanding with you than you are with him. As the psalmist put it, he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. During a trial, we are usually not in the mood to really know why. Rather, we want to vent our feelings. We want to know how we can get through the trial. That's how Job was, and eventually God showed him his hand clearly, which refined him, taught him, and blessed him, taking him through the adversity. I am also reminded that God isn't obligated to explain everything that happens to me, as though he should respond to me as a teacher would a schoolboy. God is God, and he answers to no one. If you get to heaven and find the sign that says, "All questions answered here," what question would you ask of God? Sometimes we look back in retrospect and we understand clearly why God allowed something. But in most cases, if God should tell us why something happened, we still couldn't understand. Far better is it to know that he cares and will eventually lead you out of your pain than to know why he allowed it. By the way, I for one don't expect to find that line where all questions are answered when I enter the pearly gates. I think either we will immediately know and understand, or else it just won't matter. And the older I get, the more convinced I am it won't matter. Why? Because we will then see the whole, whereas now we see through a dark glass with limited vision and understanding. At some point, you have to let God be God and realize he knows best. Our responsibility is to trust him. Why? Because we're human.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.